Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, John, there is not a lonelier place than moving prophetically. Because when you're moving prophetically, prophetic is something that's not yet happening,
right?
That you're talking about, that nobody understands, and then you have to build this thing called the ark that there hasn't even been rain yet, and you're talking about rain. And it's a fair, I mean, think about Noah when he was building this ark, that nobody, I mean, it had not rained at that point. There's no grid for it. And for, I don't know, wow, his sermon went on for over 100 years. Somebody says, you know, I've been working so hard. It's like, well, how long have you been working? Oh, you know, you got a little ways to go now, you know. I've been doing this for a long time. So you hadn't even been alive for a long time.
Hello. Yeah.
And so moving prophetically, but the Lord showed us early on that this is the direction things were going. We need to prepare for it. And we've been working nonstop for many years since the Malachi mandate and learning how to move and what God was going to do. In an environment that people didn't have, a lot of people didn't have a clue that it was going to happen. And
didn't have grit for it, didn't have faith for it.
But the grit is being so laid out in a powerful way. And this is not a quality video, but this is, you know, who cares about the quality video when you're hearing some things taking place. And if you had never had a chance to go to a Morning Star in South Carolina.
Fort Mill,
South Carolina. It's a very encouraging place. It was the old, what was the former PTL club that was ran by
Jim Baker,
and the Lord touched Rick Joyner's heart and told him to come back and to renovate that and not let it go dark, you know, and he did, and he helped even restore Jim Baker to part of that. I understand.
It was Heritage USA.
Heritage USA, and it's exciting, you know, we help each other out like that. Well, this is coming straight from the former Heritage USA, Morningstar Ministries. And they're having a gathering right there, and they're just talking with their phone camera. You know, we're all getting used to this kind of stuff. But listen to what he says, because it's time for us to activate. We have to begin to activate. We're so used to right now just watching things. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to get involved. As a matter of fact, this is Lance Wallnew and Rick Joyner. Take a look.
Okay, we are live at the round table, and here's Lance Wallnew. We're going to do a co-rant. He's going to rant. He's got his going. I've got mine going. Lance, give us a rant.
All right,
give us a good one.
This is, now I'm with Rick Joyner. Just telling all my people right here. We're connecting up. It's like a Vulcan mind meld. My people and your people. Rick.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, man. I'm just like so stoked because Rick gets together these extraordinary people. We have a room full of powerful.
Yeah. There's Ramira. And
on television, or it's like paparazzi. So let me see who they would be. Like over there, for instance, they don't want anyone to know they're here. But I've been percolating with this idea that we have seen a historic move of God in the nation with the election. And now, true to what happens with the church, and Rick, you brought this up about what was this in Cuba? There was what had happened, and the church wasn't ready, but
that was in Katrina.
Katrina, okay.
Yeah.
And so here there was devastation, but nobody had a plan. Christians didn't necessarily have a plan to help humanitarian, but nobody had a plan to rebuild the city. But who had a plan?
The casino owners. Yeah, and they beat us. They came with a plan. We didn't have one. The whole city now is built according to their plan.
So here's what's burning in my spirit. We need, and of course, right away, in a room like this, Rick, I'm jumping out of my skin because I'm hearing a lot of people say stuff that, on one hand, it's anointed. On another hand, I hear the datedness of how we think, because we all go back to the old paradigm. There's this desperation to do something. First thing is, everybody wants to move in love and be loving, but we're also discussing the fact that love has an edge to it, and sometimes love is controversial.
Yeah.
And being loving doesn't mean being liked. It might mean being true and having the power to create a controversy for the right reasons. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yeah.
So the other thing is everybody wants to get a hold of Trump and talk to Trump. Forget that. That guy's got more great ideas. He's surrounded with more good people. What he needs is an organized echo chamber. The body of Christ in America has got to become as muscular and as coherent in modeling answers to problems as the progressive left is. Don't you think we're crying out right now for organization more than anything?
Organization and a clear trumpet call. A clear trumpet call so that the people know why they're mobilizing, what they're to do when they mobilize. We need a plan.
We need a plan, and we also need to recognize from campuses to business to race relations, I believe God's raising up oracles. And Rick, the thing that I'm thinking is that we can catalyze before we leave this roundtable is individuals should be oracles in their sphere. They should know what giant they're after. You know, if you like a good military thing, if you're moving in all directions, you're not moving anywhere. Everyone here should know what sphere they're called to go into and how to articulate in a powerful and compelling way the truth that displaces the lie.
Amen.
If we can do that and mobilize a new generation of millennials and marketplace people to in movement locally and then network them nationally, Trump gets the one thing he doesn't have, an echo chamber. What Kellyanne Conway and Reince Priebus are saying behind the scenes is we need to see your support. We got in here. The left makes it sound like nobody voted for us. You guys have got to go from being polite conservatives that are disengaged to mobilized conservatives with activist views that you believe in.
Powerful word. Absolute powerful word.
So you're looking at it, just this is what we've been working on for quite some time. And it's VFN Kingdom business. When you hear us talk about VFNKB.org, we're talking about, you know, the Lord told us, your kingdom come. That's what we're called to do. You know, we're called to pray and believe and walk out his kingdom being manifested here on the earth. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As a matter of fact, you're probably looking at right now, you know, the seven spheres. We talk about them all the time. We have, you know, the church or religious mountain. You have the family mountain, the education mountain, the business, arts and entertainment, government, media, and I think that's all of them.
It's
right?
All of them.
Every one of them. And it's like
education.
And we're focused on those things. You know, it's so exciting is what, you know, what Lance Wallnew's talking about is that what God has had us put together, this is what we need to do. We're asking you, say, listen, it's time to join. It's time to be a part of what's going on. God has laid it out. He's shown us how it's going to happen. We're going to work together. We have a whole, it's called the Glory Zone on the Gulf Coast, but all over, you know, all the way. We give a big shout out to Missouri and all of our friends and listeners in Missouri and South Florida and all over the world, actually. But it's time you can join, because we have everything available for you at vfnkb.org, and you become a VFN Kingdom Business partner by partnering for $25 or more a month. And it's time to really think about, you know, what am I going to do? And you can begin to invest. Think about this. You can travel all the way to Tasmania, Australia, and you can talk to, big shout out to Tasmania, Australia, or which is thousands of dollars and lots of learning and things.
Sure.
Or you can say, you know what? I'm going to significantly invest $100 a month in VFN TV so that I can get there through VFN TV, because we connect to Tasmania, Australia.
Absolutely.
And it's not this crazy stuff's going on. It's about what, you know, Lance Wallner's talking about, you know, being activated. When we're hearing the right thing come out of Washington, D.C., we don't sit silently and say nothing. We just say, amen.
And we have such a short, limited amount of time to do it.
Maybe 2 years. It could be 2 years.
That's it.
You know, it depends on how the elections go in 2 years. But we've got to begin to pray.
It's time.
And so it's time. Think about this. I believe that God has a plan for you, a plan for your business. If you're an educator, God has a plan for you. I believe that God can speak prophetically over your business. Mm. You can buy every billboard and sign and try to advertise your business. Or God could tell you prophetically, put the billboard on this road for this time, because I have a man who's going to come by there and he's going to want your product. God's into you. God is into business. He's the one that created these seven spheres, but we've given those over to the adversary. And so what we got to do is begin to go back and say, you know what? I want to be able to take these mountains for God. I want to have impact for God. And really, it's about having being close to those who are in leadership over that mountain. You don't have to be at the top of the mountain.
Sure.
You can be Daniel at the ear of the king, and God gives you the ability to interpret a dream.
Joseph.
You share a word, you know, in a boardroom, and the whole company shifts. And you can find out more about that. It's VFN Kingdom Business. You know, and our vision statement, of course, is unity in the essentials, liberty in the non-essentials, and in all things, love. It's vfnkb.org. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you for a president that's making these decisions, Lord God, and a Congress that's supporting, Father God, and Lance Wallnew and Rick Joyner and all the ones that are saying, let's wake up, church, and let's go. Lord, I pray that you would just wake up your bride, wake up the church, Lord, and that we would unite and realize that we can do media, we can do education, we can do arts and entertainment, we can do business. Lord, I just thank you right now. I just speak to that businessman that's watching right now and that businesswoman, Father God, that begin to see their business differently and saying, God's with me in this business and we're going to prosper in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion in this land, that you would send revival, send a third great awakening, I pray, in Jesus' name. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.